V'alkein, and therefore, just a drop more, V'alkein, therefore, kol ma shehamaychol somuch ligmoro yoser, the more that a food gets closer to the completion of its processing, to being completed, dahainu sheyishanu mimenu, meaning that it's ready to for the person to enjoy, v'yargishu bo itama, and to be able to experience its true taste. We know, for example, if I walk into a wheat field and I break off a stalk and I start munching, you ain't going to taste no bread in there. You ain't going to taste no whole wheat or half wheat or oats. It don't taste like bread at all whatsoever. So that it's only after it's gone through process after process that it's getting closer and closer to its true taste. So therefore, the more it gets closer to the finish line, tzorich biror yoiser, it requires more and more refinement. There's refinement after refinement after refinement to bring it to its final completion. V'alkein be'es gmar hatvua v'aperos, and therefore, after the fruit or the grain has reached its completion, tzrichin lahafresh mehem bikurim, that's when we do the separation of the bikurim, the first fruits that we give to the kohen, utrumois umaisrois, v'acharkach kishoisen kemach me'atvua, and then afterwards, when we take this grain and we make flour out of it, and we mix it, we knead it together with water, lasois isa, to make a dough, she'oz ikar gmar shel hatvua, that's when this grain is really reaching its final stage of processing, she'enas men alechem, for it to be turned into bread, shehu ikar maichal odom, which is the main staple of a person's food, that's the foundation of it, oz ikar habirur, that's when we need the greatest refinement. Machmasheoz somach lagmar, because now you're right at the finish line. V'oz tzrichin lahafrish chala lakoyin, and it's at that point that we take a portion of this dough and we separate it and we give it to the kohen. Ki be'es gmar halechem, because when the bread is completed, she'oz nirgash boy hatam, that's when you experience its true taste. The hasvia, and the nourishment, all the benefits that you receive in the bread, shenimshach meirotzoin ho'elyoin, which all comes from the highest spiritual place, alkein oz ikar hatikun v'abirur, therefore that's when we give the final correction and tikun, aydei mitzvah schala lakoyin, through this schala that we give to the koyin, shekolul meha'oras ben v'talmid. The koyin is the one who is a combination of the student and the son, so that afterwards, when we bake the rest of that dough into bread and we're going to eat it, we'll be able to experience that lehora sarotzin, that spiritual high, shemishom ikar hatam vasvia. That's where that taste comes from. When a person says this tastes delicious, or this has given me energy, new energy, and everything, that taste and energy is something spiritual. That's something that comes from Hashem. Sheze ikar ho'aliyah v'abiro shel kol hanitzoitzos. This is the main elevation and correction of all of these sparks. Kishe'oilen l'rotzoin ho'elyoin. When they connect with that heavenly rotzoin. Dehainu, meaning, kishe'odon mishtoikek al yodom l'ashem yisborak rotzoin muflog. When a human being, when a Jew, during eating, while eating that bread, experiences this deep, deep, profound connection to Hashem, that's what finalizes the tikkun of those sparks and everything that were found within that food.